A fundraising campaign has been set up for the residents of a Maple Bay home lost to fire on Monday, October 28. It's been confirmed that two tenants who sublet the downstairs suite and their guest died as a result of the blaze, at the home rented by Tom Calmer and Leslie Cameron, who lived upstairs. The house guest initially had escaped the fire. He had initially gotten out but went back in to try to help the others, and unfortunately never came back out, explained Brynna Cameron, Tom and Leslie's daughter. Calmer and Cameron weren't home at the time of the fatal fire but have lost their home and all of their possessions. I was driving home and got stuck in the traffic without realizing why, but then read a post in the Maple Bay Facebook group and realized it was my parents' home that was on fire, Cameron said. So, I pulled over and ran. I knew my dad would have been at work, but I didn't know if my mom was still in the house or not. She had in fact left the house already to attend a yoga class. Those of you who know Tom and Leslie know them to be kind, generous, loving people, said family friend Susanna Loberg, the online fundraiser's organizer. Tom and Leslie are currently looking at finding a new place to live and replacing a lifetime of possessions. Any help or assistance at this time would be greatly appreciated. The call-out required 24 firefighters from all 4 North Cowichan fire halls, while another 12 North Cowichan firefighters as well as members of the Duncan Fire Department were all on standby at their halls. The house is a total loss, said North Cowichan Fire Chief Ron French, who later confirmed the fire began in the basement living area. RCMP confirmed Wednesday the fire was not deemed suspicious and the case had been turned over to the coroner. Meanwhile, the Maple Bay business community and beyond have rallied with the Lion Rampant Pub offering up freezer meals for the duo and Moose Pizza auctioning off a prized flannel. On Saturday, November 9, Society Barbers and Society at the Hall is hosting a For Our Neighbors fundraiser, and will be donating all profits for the day from both shops. They will also be collecting donations for the homeowners for those who would like to contribute but don't need a haircut. Others have offered up everything from shoes and clothes to gift cards and more. We are incredibly blown away at the support we've been receiving from the community, said Cameron. We're so grateful. Those willing to lend a hand can contact Loberg through the fundraising page. The online fundraiser can be found at https://gofund.me/d211ba8b.